Hello and welcome back to Lessons of the Six Figure Woman podcast. I am one of your hosts, NG.
And I'm your other host, Chi Chi.
And we are back. It's Thursday. We come back every single Thursday with a new episode. And today is no different.
It's no different at all. What are we talking about today?
Well, we have to start with the gist, my favorite part of the episode.
You're right. Gosh, I have a little air in my head. So, the gist today, you're going to know who came up with this gist because it's a Kardashian. And I love these girls. I love them. But today's just talking about Northwest. So, Kim K's oldest daughter doing a TikTok with Ice Spice. So, for those of you who don't know Ice Spice, she raps that song about, you know, men are munches and they should eat it for lunch. So you're nothing but a munch. Basically talking about men giving her oral sex and that's it. They don't get anything in return. So that's her claim to fame. That's why she's big. And little baby Northwest is doing a TikTok with her. Appropriate or not? Your thoughts, NG.
I'm going to go with not appropriate on this one. I feel like because the thing is, you know, Kim has a TikTok account, which is essentially for Northwest, even though I think it's called Kim and North. And so Northwest is very active on TikTok and they turn off the comments so that nobody can, like, you know, comment on what she's doing. But she gets millions of views on it. And of course, she can see that millions of people are watching her videos, and so therefore she wants to create more content, and so she's becoming a full-blown content creator influencer person at I don't know how old she is, but she can't be more
nine
than
years
10.
Old
exactly nine. At 9 years old, so I don't think any of it is appropriate. It's not appropriate for your nine-year-old to have 2.1 million views on a video every day. That's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy.
It's so wild. And, like, there's a lot of arguments around it, right? Ice Spice is 23. Not that it matters because she's already way too old, but just to give you the 9-year-old versus 23. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, a lot of the defense is, well, North, you know, is born into entertainment. Like, her family's claim to fame is showing their reality, and this is what she's doing. But it's interesting because, you know, Kanye, he has said a lot. He said a lot. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that he said of recent was his concern about how Kris Jenner, Kim's mom, was kind of the facilitator of, you know, the sex tape and kind of pushing this sexual image of her children, things like that. And that he had a concern that, you know, this is how, you know, I don't want my daughter to be, you know, to succumb to this kind of stuff. And it looks like that's sort of what's happening, right? I think regardless of your feelings of a 9-year-old having such a huge following, I think it's extremely problematic. We know what goes on in this world, and there was already a concern way before TikTok was big about, you know, I remember before TikTok was even, like, talked about, that some of my coworkers, well, just some people, their children were using this app as, like, it's like a dance app. You can dance. And, you know, There was one situation where a man was commenting back and forth, like, on one of these kids' videos, and, you know, somebody I knew had to, like, step out and handle it and get on a big call with the school. And, like, these are things that are happening, right, that they're not talked about. And so for her to have that big of a following, it's problematic. And then to add to that, this rapper that talks about sex and the way she wants men to treat her sexually, for them to do a TikTok video together, and I believe the TikTok video, you know, like, Ice Spice is kind of showing her figure too a bit, and, like, so there's a sexual aspect to it. It's not that it's just like they're in cartoon character costumes and playing around. Like, this is grown woman shit, and it's off-putting. It's highly off-putting, and it really does. I hate this is really bad to say. It's really bad to say, but I think because she's a public figure that she's, you know, you can judge her. I don't know if I would judge any other mother, but I don't know if this looks good for Kim as a mom. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to what you said about Kanye, you're right. This does make it look like what he's saying is true. Like,
right.
The fact that he doesn't want his child to be a social media, you know, whatever, reality TV star, right? Because obviously he can see, we can all see, right, what reality TV does to adults, let alone what it does to children. So, you know, the fact that he's kind of said this and people sort of brushed him off, like, oh, you're overreacting, you're crazy, you have mental health that you haven't even tackled, and you're here talking about Kim trying to be a single mom. But in reality, what he's saying has some basis to it. Like, this to me is not appropriate. I mean, I can't sit up here and think that North has never heard that song. Like, she must probably know why this girl's famous, this person that she's doing a TikTok with. So if she's listening to that music and, you know, doing these I didn't see the video myself, but if you're saying like it's a little bit sexual, I don't know. Like, why?
It's not necessarily. It's not necessarily sexual. It's the fact that, how do I put it? You know how there was a whole thing with school teachers wearing form-fitting clothes and it's like kind of distracting? It's sort of that. Like, she's in a form-fitting whatever and, like, you know, you look at the shape of her body. So basically what men who are looking at this, right, they're looking at Ice Spice like, oh, damn, right? And, like, is that what you want your 9-year-old to be in proximity of?
Well, I mean, for them, like, look at what her mother wears. Like, her own mother dresses like that and looks like that 24/7. So to them, that's light. Like, that's nothing.
That's normal.
But at the same time, I still do feel like this little girl, like, you're stripping away her innocence in a way. Mm-hmm. And society, because she's famous, but just for the mere fact that she's growing up in the world today, is already going to strip her innocence from her. And so to accelerate that, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm not going to say anything about Kim's parenting because I don't even know, you know, they have millions of nannies and I don't know. I don't even know how Kim parents. I'm not sure what exactly her role is or whether she truly, I don't know. I have no clue. But
and the thing is, and to your point, right, like, we don't know how she parents, but we know how this happened. Kim had to make a phone call. A 23-year-old Ice Spice rapper is not, hey, want to do a TikTok with 9-year-old North, right? Yeah. Somebody facilitated this situation, and that's what's very alarming, is like, you're doing playdates now with 23-year-old women that rap about oral sex?
Right.
You know, like, that's tough.
And even if North was the one that said, oh, I really, really want to, and Kim was like, okay, I can pull some strings, you are, as her parent, should say, like, oh,
right,
no, that's not appropriate. Go back to playing with, you know, whoever's daughter that you, whoever her best friend is. Like, that's okay, but not a 23-year-old, no.
Now, I will say one thing, and I don't think it's in defense, but if it could be in defense of, they are just, celebrities that are very out of touch. Ice Spice, this genre of rap, like your Cardi B's, Meg Thee Stallion, it's actually called pussy rap. That's what it. That's what that genre of rap is called. And so part of me says, maybe, you know, because, you know, TikTok, all these little songs or pieces of songs go viral. Maybe she isn't really fully aware of this genre of music that this woman does, but also her claim to fame song is Munch, so you can eat it for lunch. So I guess it's I'm trying to give her some kind of bail, but it's really tough, you know, for me to see how is that beneficial to your child. Especially, does it really matter who she's in a video with, right? Like, you're doing a favor. The favor is more to Ice Spice to get that kind of exposure and likes. You're not doing your daughter any favors, and she doesn't need any favors, and she's nine. So I don't know why this is happening, but it's odd. It's certainly odd.
I don't know. Like, I think this generation that's growing up, like Northwest generation, we're about to see a whole new breed of young adults. When North gets to 18 and 20 and literally growing up in social media era, like, you know, the Gen Zers, they were at the beginning of it. And when they were 9 years old, there was still some, like, you know, Disney Channel and the things that we remember as kids. But these kids today, it's totally different. And I'm scared to see the effects that all of this is going to have on them.
I kind of am too, because like the big thing that a lot of people don't talk about, right? It's like there's that dopamine rush when you like get a whole bunch of likes, or like if you're an athlete, when you, you know, score that bet, like there you're conditioning yourself. So all these social media kids are kind of conditioned to get that dopamine hit whenever they get a like or they get a lot of feedback on a post. So now imagine North, who's got millions of likes, her being programmed to like, I only feel joy when I've got that kind of rush, and she's so young to even know what's going on or to understand it. Like, what kind of person, woman, does that build? Somebody who just can only feel, you know, when she's being praised. I it's dangerous. I think it's very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, prayers.
But, prayers up. And Kanye, looks like you were the boy who cried wolf, because no one's taking anything you say seriously. You said one thing that's real and no one believes you. So. So shall we jump into our topic for the week?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. So I'm going to introduce it because Angie told me to do it. And so that's why I'm doing it. So this week we are talking about goals, and specifically like women goals or relationship goals, if you will. Right. So we're talking about those women who are highly, highly glamorized because of, you know, the men they're with. A good example is Lori Harvey, right? And how a lot of women look up to her and the way she maneuvers and all the men she's been with. And so we kind of wanted to just have a conversation about, is this really goals? Is this what we aspire to be? So, yeah, we wanted to just kind of jump into this and have a good convo about it. So I will start off by asking Angie a very clear question.
Okay.
And we're going to just, for this portion, we'll just use Lori Harvey as an example. Is Lori Harvey goals, or do you think the bar is too low?
Let me think. So, okay. Is Lori Harvey goals in,
Before you answer it, I forgot. I need to give some background on this. Okay. So Lori Harvey has been linked to about 8 different high profile men in the past, maybe 5 years. And when I say linked, in committed exclusive relationships with them, they've go from football players to Trey Songz, P. Diddy, Akon's brother, Michael B. Jordan. And now she's with this guy, Damson Idris. So that's background, right? She's with these high profile men. In exclusive relationships, is she goals, or is the bar too low?
So, I mean, from that standpoint, right, with that extra added piece, I feel like, so Lori Harvey, she's gorgeous, right? She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's an influencer, I guess. I don't know if Lori Harvey would be Lori Harvey and as popular as she is if she were not tied to all of these relationships. I know that a lot of times when Lori Harvey pops up on my timeline, it is about her either getting with somebody else or breaking up with somebody else. Like, and the only other time was when she said that she got her abs from Pilates. Like, that was the only other time that she popped up on my timeline for something other than her relationship status. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that is not goals to me. That is like having a lot of relationships like that, or going in and out of relationships, or glamorizing, you know, being in and out of relationships is not goals. However, Lori Harvey is much younger than me, I believe. I don't know how she, do you know how old she is?
She's like 24 or 26.
So she's much younger than me. So her mindset in just trying to explore and see what's up is different than mine is. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, so, and this is why this is such a great conversation, right? Because she is young. But put yourself back to when you were 26 and imagine having this many serious relationships with this many like high profile men. Mm-hmm. That's a freaking nightmare. Because, you know, I think we touched on this in the last episode, so I think we should dig into this part about how these kinds of men are sort of the lowest hanging of all of the fruit. You understand? Because their value comes in the amount of money they have, and it's just about the look, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, she's been linked to Future. She was in a relationship with Future. Future has 5 different baby mothers and 7 kids or something crazy like that, right? Mm-hmm. You know that that is not, and he's known to just like say negative things about women online. He says negative things about his baby moms online. He's not a good guy, and that's on record. And he put out an album. I think it's called "You're Not Something." The title of his last album was even like just F-boy energy all the way, right? Mm-hmm. And so you look at that and you say, like, I remember when I was 20 in my early 20s, like, these kinds of men, the way they treat you would break me, right? And she's had so many of these high profile relationships that end, right? They end pretty quickly. Trey Songz is notorious. Trey Songz is about to, that there are rumors about the things that he does that will get him into an R. Kelly situation here in the next couple of years. Like, we'll see this happen for him, right? And so that's why I feel like, you know, women, for us to look at these kinds of women as goals is dangerous, because you're looking at the surface and the glamour of it, and you're not actually digging in to see, like, gosh, a woman who's been through this many relationships with this many men that, you know, are, P. Diddy is non-monogamous, and I don't know if he let her know that he's in his, like, what, mid-50s. And she dated him like when she was like 24. Like, that's not a healthy situation, especially with a man like P. Diddy who has multiple women on his like roster. And so that's why I feel like she's not goals. And I think we've got the wrong impression of what goals are.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that Lori Harvey is dating these men expecting to have like a full-blown like relationship, or do you think she is playing into what culture, what society has pushed her to be, like, oh, you're in and out of relationships, that's how you stay relevant? Do you think she's doing that?
See, or... that's such a good question. Yeah, it's such a good question, because it's kind of like we'll never really know. But I will say she did get engaged at the age of 20 to an NFL player. I will say that. And whether or not she left that because she wasn't serious and wanted to, you know, she's got a lot of life, I think that might have been the case. I've heard similar things about the Michael B. Jordan situation. I heard that he wanted to get serious. He wanted to kind of get married, and she was not in that place. So it could be that she's not necessarily wanting to settle down, and that's why she's moving on. But the problem, or what makes me doubt that, is just because of the fact that she's getting into committed relationships with these men, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just, hey, we're not committed, we're just hanging out, it's just whatever. She's getting into relationships, and it seems like she does this whole birthday thing. Like, any guy that she's with is with her at her big birthday party, and they're taking all these pictures. Like, Future has a birthday picture with her, Damson has a birthday picture, Michael G. Jordan has a birthday picture. Like, you know, if you bring in somebody to your birthday party where there's photographers, that's your man, you know. She's, you know, so that's why I'm like, and if she is doing this just for the look, or let me back up, if she's doing this and she doesn't mean to be serious, I guess my question would be, why be in a committed relationship with them? Mm-hmm. Why do you feel like you need that stamp from them if you're just going to be having fun? And I don't believe this crop of men to be good men on top of all of that. So it's hard for me to ignore the particular trauma and wounds that she still is probably nursing, because we're women and we know what it's like to be cheated on or whatever the case may be. And I just cannot believe that you can date this many men and heal so quickly, fully, and then get into another one and then heal and then get into another one and heal. So it's hard for me not to think of the fact that she's in pain without maybe knowing it, because there's just no way you're unaffected by the way these men act, especially when you're in a committed relationship with them and then you need to break up with them because of whatever the case is.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think regardless of whether she is being in committed relationships or if she's just doing this just for fun or whatever, I think you're right that the point is that the way it's perceived is that, you know, these are real relationships. And at the same time, you know, women do look up to her as like, man, she's so lucky. Like, I want that. Whatever Lori Harvey has, I want that. And it, so it does make it feel like in order for you to have some sort of status or worth, you have to be with a certain kind of guy. And you called them low-hanging fruit, which I agree with, right? These, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in her relationships. But at the same time, come on. Like,
yeah.
P. Diddy, for Christ's sake. Like, he's the kind of guy that can spend, you know, $50,000 on you in an hour. But at the same time, what type of relationship are you going to have with somebody like P. Diddy?
Exactly. Right. What kind of quality of relationship is that? And like, let's talk about that a bit. Like, why is it, it just seems like this trend of all these women who are valued only because of the men that they're with. Like, Ciara is another good example. Nobody was checking for Ciara until, she the future thing happened, and then that kind of gave her a little bit of whatever. But nobody was really checking for her until she got with her current husband, who's on a super max NFL contract, right? We see it all the time. Black China is famous just because she was with Tyga. She, you know, then has built her own empire off of it. But, I mean, value is only assigned when there's a high-profile man next to you. Athletes, right? I mean, we see this. I don't even need to go down the examples. And I'm just like, why is that? Like, why do we only glorify women because they're attached to a high-profile man?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the... It's the facade that when you get into a relationship with this type of man, that now your life is complete or your life is full. It's that. I think that's exactly what it is. I think, you know, women see these ladies with, especially like, let's take the Ciara example. Like, it just felt like, oh, wow, she came from nonsense future and then she got Russell Wilson and now her life is beautiful and he accepts her son and all this stuff. I mean, Ciara probably could have still had a full life even if she never married Russell Wilson, and she had a career. Like, she was actually a famous person in her own right. But you're correct. Like, people weren't really checking for Ciara until she had Russell Wilson, and people want to play into that fairy tale of like, oh, a man comes and sweeps you off your feet and now, like, you're, you know, that's Cinderella's story, right? I guess.
It really is. And it's like, you know, you were saying this in a previous episode and I had stopped you because I thought that's a perfect part. That's a perfect subject for this episode, because look, these men that can buy you bags and stuff like that, that's the equivalent of me giving you a dollar. Because for them, buying you a $14,000 bag, if they're a multimillionaire, that's nothing. Like, fine, have it, right? Mm-hmm. We use that as the only metric for whether a man is takes you seriously. Oh, he's getting you gifts. He'll take you on nice trips. He'll fly you out. He'll spend money on you. But that's like the lowest form of intimacy, I guess, right? Like, what about the emotional covering? What about that, you know, support, you know, someone who can, like, you know, support your ambitions and who can, you know, be there for you when things aren't great. And, you know, those things that are actually day to day, the things that we deal with that are actually really, really important. Like, none of that is highlighted here. In fact, what's highlighted is their complete lack and inability to be like that, which is why they are notorious. Trey Songz, P. Diddy, Future, they're all notorious for being these emotionally unavailable asshole type guys that have a lot of money and will buy you gifts. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're taking these kinds of men and then the women that they're with and assigning them value. Who's P. Diddy's new one? Carisha from the City Girls. And mm-hmm. and people, a similar situation. Like, yes, she was a part of the City Girls, but that was just kind of like a rap group. And it's just that's in that area. And then Carisha just skyrocketed to like mainstream fame with her connection with P. Diddy. Mm-hmm. And then P. Diddy has a baby on her. And it's like, then people are, you know, bashing her. People are commenting about her and saying negative things about her. And it's like, this is what happens when your value is assigned to a man. As soon as the man acts in a way that you like treats you like you don't have value, the rest of the world treats you like you don't have value, you know? And I just, it's so disappointing to see. Because a lot of women look at this stuff and say, this is the goal. This is what I want. And it's not what you want. I can guarantee you that it's not what you want.
Yeah. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's interesting, though. Like, of course, we love to see all of these extravagant relationships, right? Like,
right.
The nitty gritty of relationships is not that interesting to people. Like, it's not. But at the same time, that's what us normal people, like, that are not multimillionaires and famous and, you know, whatever on the red carpet, that's what our day-to-day relationships are consist of, is the stuff that's just normal. So,
and you know, for these celebrities, they still require those things. But I think there's something about that celebrity world where they go without, or they may choose to go with that, you know, because like, I don't understand, at the end of the day, when the cameras are off and you're not on the red carpet, you still have to go home and you still have those needs from your partner. And so that's why I keep going back to that Lori Harvey thing. Like, no, she's not goals. She's not happy, because she's still going to have to go home with these guys. Right. Mm-hmm. And like, I just can't imagine being in a relationship with a man like Future. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing there. You probably don't hear from him unless it's something going on. You know what I mean? And like that, kind of like what we talked about in our last episode, like that's got to be a lonely place, you know, when you're only dealing with men who, you know, they have money, but they're not giving you the attention and kind of that respect that you deserve, right? Like that creates a very broken woman. It does. And I don't believe that, you know, like a woman like Lori Harvey is old enough, nor has given herself the space to be single long enough to even heal. So I can only imagine that her decisions, and again, we have a podcast, so we're just kind of extrapolating, but I can only imagine her choices of men will get worse and worse and worse. Because what I did hear is Damson Idris, who she's with now, is worse than them all. Apparently in the UK, there's a small community, the actor community, I guess, is small. And he's just known for being just a womanizer. So like that probably Michael B. Jordan might have been the most serious. And then she kind of has taken a whole complete left turn, because Damson has a pretty crazy reputation. And so like, oh, go ahead.
No.
And, you know, there's another thing here. And
well, before you move on, I just wanted to say that everything that you're saying is so true, right? Like, these are whole entire people, even though we see like celebrities as like characters, and sometimes they are playing a character. And that's why I feel like, I don't know, like Lori Harvey and a lot of these other girls that are aspiring to be with these kind of men, you have got to be playing a character, because how can you, like, I just can't imagine that being your true relationship. Like, how can you be in a relationship with P. Diddy and he has a baby on you? Like, it just, I mean, I just don't see how you could be seriously banking on that as being a full relationship, unless you think that that's what relationships are. Like, unless that's what your, you know, that's what your schema of relationships are, or good relationships. Like, okay,
and that's what it
buys me stuff. It has to be, right?
Yeah, I honestly think that's what it is. Again, normal women, right? We already deal with that, right? Our past traumas, our past relationship issues, all of these things paint the type of relationship we think we want. Now, add a celebrity to that, right? And that you're in your 20s. Remember how you were when you were 25, right? Mm-hmm. You are still very naive. You still feel like, oh, this is true love. I never imagined that this could work, you know? And so it could be a combination of all of these things. Like, she, Lori Harvey, but Steve Harvey is not her dad. Steve Harvey is her stepdad. We don't know, does she have a relationship with her father? Is she looking for a father figure, and this is why she moves to a guy? Like, so many things we could sit here and speculate about, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, just that fact alone, okay, there's a real father, there's a biological father in her life. We don't know whether there's any interaction or not, but she didn't grow up with her biological father. Does that play a part in the types of relationships she puts, like, the types of relationships she gets into? You know, does she really know her value, or is she looking for a father figure to, you know, like, there's just so much there. Of course, we don't know. We can only just speculate. But it's just hard to imagine. I put myself in those shoes at 25, 26 or whatever. I didn't know enough to know whether this could be real. I don't know. And it's great and it's fun and this person is idolizing me and they're putting me on a pedestal and it can feel good. And, you know, I just don't know what her stake in this is, if she is pretending or if she really is conscious that she's playing a role that people have forced her in and maybe she's not quite aware, because I just, this many relationships, you're going to get your heart hurt. You have to,
yeah.
You know, with these kinds of men, it's just inevitable. And so is she forcing herself to play this role because she thinks she has to? I don't know. Right. That's a great, question. But I don't know. The other thing that I kind of wanted to bring up was, and it might be a little bit off subject, but it's something that I've thought about for myself and things like that. And it's when you are seen with so many men, does your sort of stock decrease, right? Because there's an argument, and we're going to use Lori Harvey again as an example. Let's use Kim Kardashian as an example. She has been with so many high profile men, Kanye being that big, you know, the big one, right? Now look at her options. She went Pete Davidson, and that's like, oh, you know, like, yikes, right? Like, do you think that the cream of the crop men are still looking at Kim Kardashian like, man, I would marry her in a heartbeat? With all of the high-profile relationships she's had.
I don't mean to laugh. But well, you know what? I don't know, but I think that Kim Kardashian is a different, she's like in a different box. Like,
yeah,
I see Kim Kardashian as a character. Like, I don't know who the real Kim is, but anybody that would sign up to be with her would have to know that they're going to play into that character role. I mean, even when she was married to Kanye, look at how their marriage was. Like,
right.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you're right, because Kim Kardashian does play this character. Let's assume this is her. So let's take away the character part. Let's assume this is her, right? High profile. She's very, very extremely successful. The men that I think probably wanted her pre-Kanye or maybe pre-marriages probably don't want her anymore, in my opinion, right? I think she... Because this kind of ties into the fact that, like, I think men compete with each other in the sense that, like, a man who wants to go after Lori Harvey is going after Lori Harvey. Yes, she's beautiful, but there are so many beautiful women. And especially with plastic surgery and makeup and everything, everybody's beautiful. So it's kind of hard for me to be like, oh, Lori Harvey is just so set apart from the rest. No, 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 no. There are women that are just as beautiful or if not even more beautiful, right? So when a man is like, oh, I want Lori Harvey, they're looking at the men she's been with because that is what puts them on the same level as those other men. And a good example is Meek Mill. Meek Mill is a rapper. He put her in one of his songs. The line was, I got Lori Harvey on my wish list, right? And from there, she fucking skyrocketed. Every guy was like, no, I need Lori Harvey. I need a Lori Harvey. I need a Lori. But it's not because of Lori Harvey. It's because of the men that she's been with. Right? Future, Diddy. Yeah. Like, this is Trey Songz. Like, that's the goal is, oh, okay, he's had her. Like, I need to be up there too. I need to be up there with those men as well. And so kind of going back to the Kim Kardashian example, right? I think that she's kind of lowered her value in the eyes of these other men, I think just because of where Kanye West is at now, right? Like, I honestly, I feel like if Kanye was not Kanye, like if he were, I don't know.
Or Kanye before, like the Kanye we used to have.
Yes, Kanye we used to have. The one that everybody idolized. I think them getting a divorce, I mean, she would be on everybody's like, yo, you know, she's available. I'm with it, right? You know? Yeah. But I think because of him being so all over the place and the presidential run and all this stuff, it made her look super goofy. And I don't think these men are like really chomping at the bit to be tied to Kim Kardashian anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is actually very true, right? Like, I think even if we bring it into our real, like real world, men do see, like, women's values do go up, quote unquote, when they are married to men of certain status. Like, we see it all the time. That is exactly why our mothers and our aunties told us to marry a doctor. Because as soon as you're married to a doctor, it's like you also have a degree now. Like, I mean, people even call it MRSMD. Like, I don't
know. Are you joking?
Yes. I'm pretty sure I heard that I'm married to medicine.
My jaw is still dropping.
I'm pretty sure I got that from Married to Medicine, but still, like, for the fact that you would utter that you have an MRSMD, like, what the? So,
what is that even?
That alone. It means that you're married to a doctor, Mrs. MD. That's what it means.
Pissed if I were you, I would be, you as a true MD, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. So,
I didn't even. Gigi. I'm sorry, my draw, but I can't get over that comment.
But it's true, though. You know, like, sometimes.
Oh my god, you're right.
Sometimes people, like, if you get someone in a certain situation, right? If you get a woman in a certain situation, and she needs to throw out like an ace, like a card that's going to make her seem like she's somebody, she might just throw out her husband's profession, like, oh, he's my husband, he's a doctor. You know, and as if that adds to her value. And in our society, it actually does, unfortunately.
It does.
Like, it really does. So when you talk about women like us who that's not going to, if I'm married to a doctor, I don't think that's going to add very much. Like, I'm a doctor too. So me saying like, oh, I'm an MRSMD, but I'm also a real MD. How does the MRSMD
I'm a true MRSMD. Right. I'm a married woman. Who's an MD?
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to us, women that are high earners or that are very intelligent or that are doing big things, whatever you want to call it, I don't know. Like, where do we fall in that? Like, how can... I think that's part of why these men are like, oh, we don't want you guys. Like, we do not want you because you as a man don't add much to my value by me being right. with you. Like, what is, you know? So
I'm so glad you
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up because you're exactly right. And I'd even venture to say, especially in our culture, right? Your case mm-hmm. is correct, right? There's not a man that's going to come your way that's going to increase your value. You're a doctor. For me, though, I could marry a doctor and the community see me as finally she's succeeded. Doesn't matter how much money I make. Doesn't matter what my job title is, right? Our culture values just, you know, three main professions, and that's success, and that's it, right? And so I know for a fact if I married a doctor, it would be a whole different, like, everybody would be looking at me like it's a whole different thing, right? And I'm sitting here like, bro, like, if you really knew what was really going on, like, you wouldn't, this wouldn't be a big deal. But it is, it's prestige. And you know what's so funny? This is why I'm really glad you brought this up, is the fact that, like, up until probably my late 20s, that was the thought process. I can't believe I'm about to say this because I don't believe in this shit, but I'm a Capricorn. I don't believe in this, but I'm saying this. The reason why I'm saying this is because I guess Capricorns are known to kind of be like social climbers, or they like to succeed to the very top, right? They need mm-hmm. to have, they like to have some kind of prestige to them, right? And mm-hmm. that's how I am. I think I am motivated by success, and I'm motivated by achievements. So because those are the two things that motivate me, naturally I strive for those all the time. And part mm-hmm. of that was achieving a particular status, especially within the Nigerian community. Being mm-hmm. a woman, you know, who, you know, I'm the oldest daughter, I didn't go down any medical route. It took me a little bit to kind of figure out my route. I think I did five and a half years of undergrad. Right. So I was one of those Nigerian kids that people would look at and be like, well, she's not gonna, you know, because my path was not it didn't look traditional to other people. And because right. of that, because my path was not traditional, and, you know, I had to take some time to figure out what I wanted to do, everybody kept pushing me, you need to marry up. You mm-hmm. need to marry up. You need to look a certain way. You know, get a master's and look a certain way so you can get a good guy, because that was what was going to give me value. And I was literally conditioned to do that. That's why I was always only looking at doctors. That's why I really cared about the way that I presented myself, right? Because everybody around me made me feel like all the things that I am achieving, all the things that I'm working on, because I had a bunch of things in the fire. My career was baking, right? Mm-hmm. But to the outside, it looked like, oh, she hasn't achieved this. She hasn't gotten this. She hasn't gotten her degree. She hasn't, you know, I was freaking running my parents' business, right? And I'm in school at the same time. It didn't look like those other women's route. It didn't look like your route, right? Like, mm-hmm. look, it finished her undergrad, and she's, you know, doing this and she's doing that. And so I was like position to like, okay, just marry up. You're going to have to marry up. And it took me a while to get to a point where, well, if I'm being 100% honest, it took me hitting a particular point in my career where I'm making a certain amount and I had a certain title for me to see my value. And then it just mm-hmm. kind of automatically, like, my attraction to those kinds of men started to fall off. Right. Because I had mm-hmm. achieved that status that I wanted for myself. So, it, you know, it's just, I'm just glad you brought that up, because you're so right. We were talking about like mainstream and entertainers and things like this, but this is literally what we go through day to day, especially Nigerian women, especially mm-hmm. let you not have a medical degree, let you not be an engineer or a lawyer. All you're being pushed to do is to marry an engineer, doctor, or lawyer so that you mm-hmm. can have value. And you could be crushing it in your career, but no, you have no prestige until you are attached to somebody with these titles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is very, very true. And it sucks. It's really sucks. I mean, I would even go as far as to say that even though I have an MD, I still don't have status unless I'm attached to a man in our culture. Because I think that that's true. I mean, there's so many women like me that are one of the big three professions or doing whatever they're doing that Nigerians are like, yes, you have achieved in your career, but you have not made it because you are not married. Like, until you marry, you will not make it.
I offer a little bit of pushback? I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No, go ahead.
I wanted to offer a little bit of pushback. I don't agree.
With which part? Because
if you weren't married, you wouldn't have that, like, status. I disagree because that's the only way people describe you is, oh, this is Angie, she's a doctor. Oh, she's a doctor. Oh, what about that girl? She's a doctor. What about your friend? She's a doctor. Like, it's NG from when I met you, even to like my other friends and other people that I know who are in the medical industry and things like that. That once you achieve that, it's like you are like walking on water. And so that's why I'm like, honestly, I don't think whether you were married or not, I think they would probably be like, oh, when are you going to get married or whatever. But I don't think it would change anything. I think that you carry this prestige in every room you walk into, because right after they mention you, they mention your profession 100% of the time. And that's why I feel like I don't know if those that have achieved the big three, I don't know. But again, if it's your experience, then I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, I think that for sure, like, the levels are different, right? Like, I am held to a different standard than I am, because in the eyes of our culture, I have achieved something that above everything, like, being a doctor is like gold. Like, that is gold medal. You have done it. Mm-hmm. And so I have achieved that. And so no matter what I do, no matter what else I do in this life, I will always have that. But at the same time, I do still think that in certain circles and in certain environments, me, if I come into the room, and even though I'm a doctor, but I'm a single woman at my age, I still think that would knock me down a notch. Like, okay, but you haven't married yet. Like, what are you doing? Like, you got your career. Right. What's going on? What's wrong with you? Why are you not married? Right. So I can definitely acknowledge and appreciate that for you, it's different. Like, now you have a double whammy because you're in corporate. And unfortunately, Nigerians are still working to see corporate as a very prestigious and lucrative career. So you have it way more difficult than me. But I think for any Nigerian woman or African woman who's unmarried at a certain age, you still are not going to have the status that, you're not going to have that status. You're just not women throw being a wife around like it's a freaking, like, it's a badge of honor. Like, oh, but my husband, like, nobody was asking you about your husband. Your husband is irrelevant. In this situation, your husband is irrelevant. And, I'll call my husband. Why?
Right.
Why are you calling your husband? Your husband is irrelevant right now. So women wear that like a badge of honor. And if you don't have it, like, it's almost like you're not a full woman, no matter what else you've accomplished. For a man that has become a doctor and he's single, nobody will ask him any questions. Like, you know, his parents might want him to marry. And of course, that's natural. But the rest of the greater community, it would never be mentioned. He's a doctor. It's like, he has done everything we need him to do.
Right. Like, he's done. Meanwhile, a whole ass woman can be a whole ass whatever, right? Be settled in her career and whatever, own property, like all the things that you want somebody to do to show that you're kind of settled and you're kind of like, you know, achieving these things that maybe other people, you know, haven't achieved yet. None of that matters until you get married. And it's so interesting now because it's like, we were having this conversation the other day, right? My value is not attached to a man at all. And then, so before, when my value was attached to a man, or the kind of man that I did get would, you know, increase my value. That's how I felt. Right. I would date people that I didn't even like their personalities. Mm-hmm. I just was like, oh, it's a good fit. Looks good. You know, it'd be a nice, cute little moment for everybody. Like it's that kind of thing. I don't even like this person as a human. So now I'm out here dating and I'm like, I don't need anyone to increase my value. I'm looking for a good person. I'm realizing that, whoa, you know, these men don't really add value to your life, you know, outside of finances. Right. Because I mean, that's the whole crux behind it is everybody, all especially in our community. Oh, if they're these careers, they make this amount of money. And, you know, one day maybe I'll do a class to teach Nigerians about corporate and just how many different routes you could take. And because I think, and I've mentioned this before. It's just not doing anyone a good service. If, cause I went into college only thinking I could only do medical. Right. I didn't think that there was anything else I could do. And that's just that doesn't do anyone a service. That's why it took me so long to finish my undergrad, because I only thought I could only do one thing, but I really liked other things. And I didn't know if I was allowed to explore those other things. So I spent a good amount of time in school going down a nursing route and then going down the pre-med route. And then I was like, this is terrible. Like, this isn't for me, you know? And then I pivoted again. And so that's why. So, but that's really off the subject. But yeah, it is about just like they really assign so much value to, you know, if you marry somebody who's X, Y, and Z, and then you should be able to deal with and tolerate the things that they, you know, they come with, because, well, look at what he's done for you. You should be lucky. And these men, Nigerian men, they walk around like that. They act like you should be lucky. And I'm looking at them. Like, if you knew that what you're actually providing me is nothing, I can provide this for myself and then some. Yeah. Yikes. You know, I can't treat you like a god because you're not, you know, like I'm not. I was about to finish my sentence. I'll treat you with respect, obviously, but I can't treat you like a god, like putting you on this pedestal the way that the community wants you to look at these men. You know, it's like, I can't do that. I can't. You're not a god. You know what I mean? Like, I can't treat you that way. But they walk around like they need to be, you know, fed grapes every day. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. You need to feed me something, too. I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, when you kind of put the two, you know, the Lori Harveys against us, like our us and the people that I believe like are in our audience, it's interesting. It really is to see just to see, like, I mean, I think that women in our audience, women like us, they still do have that aspiration of being with somebody who is like the real version of Michael B. Jordan or a Diddy, right, or somebody that can like give you that status and prestige. But it's I don't know.
No, I mean, I think that's the problem. And like still to this day, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're right. Like with me, I may bring up somebody to my parents and, you know, they'll say, what does he do? And this and that. And you can tell their level of excitement is just dropped when it's like, oh, you know, and it's like, why is it? Oh, like, what do you mean? Like, just, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But there's, you know, they're so conditioned to like, you know, they need to have that kind of accolade. Oh, she's married to a doctor, or she's married to a, you know, and I'll give this to my parents. I'll give this to my parents is that they really do gas me up to their friends, right? Like, you know, they'll, oh, she's so, you know, and they try their best to explain to them like, no, you need to sell. But this was after years of me coming back to them with, you should be celebrating my accomplishments. It's not to wait to open this really expensive bottle of hard liquor because I get married. Let's do it now. I just got a new job. Let's fucking celebrate. Like, stop waiting to celebrate my wins until I'm married, because that's
yes.
You know, celebrate me as a woman today. Period.
Yes.
And
come on.
I will give that to my parents that they have absolutely kind of, you know, shifted, and they do celebrate my wins. They do try to talk people off the ledge when they're like, oh, Mary's right now. They do try to highlight all the different things that I am. But again, that's after me working on them for years, you know, and I don't want to skew the, like, the perception of Nigerians. I had to achieve a lot. I had to achieve a lot to get that treatment from my parents. Like, I had to achieve a lot. Yeah. There was a lot of that I had to go through, you know, to get to a place where they want to acknowledge my achievements. But again, like, I had to do a lot. And I think that I could have still been celebrated, you know, at other phases in my life and career. But again, our culture, you've got to, you know, there's a lot that you have to achieve for them to say, no, you've done something, you know, so that's still there. But, you know, they have migrated from caring about my profession to, like, celebrating my achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... I don't know how I feel about leaving it on this note, because it's kind of a dark note, but it's
true. No, it's not. You just said something that was extremely powerful. You were preaching a second ago when you were like, no, I have done a lot. I am a lot. You people need to recognize that. And it doesn't take a man for me to be worthy of that recognition. I think that's a powerful note to end it on.
I think it is. Okay, it is. I guess I was thinking about how, like, but I still had to achieve too much. Like, I feel like...
But you were going to achieve that anyways, though. You were going to get there, and you're still achieving. They eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Hello? You're about to make me go off right now, Gigi. Yeah, no, you're still right. Achieving. You're right. So you're right. This is a very powerful note to end it on. And so that being said, if you guys want to reach out to us, if you have any questions for us, if you have any comments, if you have anything to say about what we said, we want to hear it. We want to hear your opinions. So please feel free to reach us on Instagram. You can DM us at Lessons of the Six Figure Woman. And you can also email us at lotsfw@gmail.com.
Thank you
so much for listening.
Until next time, family.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say you didn't like family.
I wasn't going to say anything. I ignore you now. I hope you'd realize that. I just ignore you.
Bothers me. Don't ignore me.
All right. Bye.